America, welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. Been studying great recipes to talk to you about on how to cook since nothing else is happening in the world or has happened. Wow. What a weekend. Welcome. Okay, first of all, phone lines are open. I know a lot of you are going to want to chime in. Have a lot of questions as well. 877-973-7425. In all seriousness as well, if you text Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 33777, if you click the first link and subscribe to the show notes this weekend, there was a lot happening. I made sure when I wasn't on air to keep everybody informed, and then also did 5 hours of radio Saturday night, 5 more hours on Sunday. And it's just a great way for you to stay as informed as possible through the emails, the podcast, the live stream, social media links, everything else. For weekends like this is why that sort of stuff exists. Text Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 33777. I got to begin this way. Donald Trump is the luckiest man to be alive. Had the bullet flown less than an inch in a different direction, had his head been turned 5 more degrees towards the crowd, he'd be dead. It was a miraculous miss. On the wings of angels, we should not wish to contemplate the death of a president of the United States, an assassination, no less, of the major party candidate. I have sent Donald Trump $1,000 to his campaign. The Democrats have been telling us democracy is under attack, and we saw democracy under attack in a field in Pennsylvania on Saturday night. And I think it is incumbent on us to realize that is what a real attack on democracy looks like. A man is dead. Others are wounded, including a former president of the United States who's now a major party candidate. That is an attack on democracy. And the best way to respond to an attack like that on democracy is to ensure Donald Trump gets elected. The best way to respond to an attack on democracy in that way is to get Donald Trump elected. And I can help by offering some money to his campaign to get him across the finish line. On top of that, today, Judge Eileen Cannon has thrown out the classified documents case. The classified documents case against Trump was always the most serious case. And it doesn't affect the underlying details of the case. It affects the appointment of Jack Smith. Until 1999, the United States, from the mid-80s until 1999, the United States maintained a special prosecutor statute. That special prosecutor statute allowed the appointment of people like Ken Starr, who investigated Bill Clinton. Since the lapse of the special prosecutor statute, there have been special prosecutors, but each special prosecutor appointed by the Attorney General has been a U.S. attorney who went through the confirmation process with the United States Senate. So when George Bush was investigated, when Barack Obama was investigated, the special prosecutors were U.S. attorneys who had gone through the confirmation process, appointed by the president as United States attorneys and confirmed by the United States Senate. Clarence Thomas, in the immunity decision that came out 2 weeks ago, his concurrence questioned the appointment of Jack Smith as a special counsel because Jack Smith worked in The Hague for the International Criminal Court. He wasn't a U.S. attorney. He worked for The Hague. He was recalled. He had previously been a U.S. attorney, but it lapsed because he chose to leave that job for something else. And he had not been appointed by the president and gone through confirmation with the United States Senate. Compare and contrast that situation with Hunter Biden's prosecution, also a special prosecution. But that special prosecutor is a U.S. attorney in Delaware who Joe Biden did not pull from his job but left in place. He had gone through Senate confirmation. Jack Smith had none of those things. It was an issue raised by Clarence Thomas, and it's an issue seized upon by Judge Eileen Cannon. Whether Jack Smith can appeal this and take it to the 11th Circuit and have the 11th Circuit reverse her, it doesn't matter. The election's going to be in November. It's going to be too late. And right now, everything is coming up Donald Trump, the luckiest man. He should go buy a lottery ticket today. He should go buy Mega Millions. It's like $200 million, some odd dollars. He should go buy a lottery ticket today. Teflon Don is Bulletproof Don. The media, of course, is in a meltdown. The media, I mean, within a minute of the announcement of Judge Cannon's decision, so-called legal experts were decrying the decision. They hadn't read the decision. They're transactional. They want some way to stop Donald Trump, and it's increasingly likely they can't. Someone came within an inch of stopping Donald Trump this weekend. Now, I want to talk about that. There's plenty to say on everything else. The president also is announcing, Donald Trump, that he's going to release his vice presidential pick today. There will be further headlines further in the day. But I need to play you a montage from the American Press Corps. This is from the American Press Corps. This is not a lot of Democratic politicians. There are a couple. But these are the conversations mostly on MSNBC about Donald Trump, and you need to hear this.
What would a second Donald Trump term look like?
Well, he cannot be the next president, because if he is...
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America.
And shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah.
That means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
To rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed, especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassin.
My computer decided to die all of a sudden, but that's okay. You get the point. It's relevant. You see this, the conversations that are happening. It is the fear scenarios of Donald Trump.
Assassinate there we go. Generals.
Ordering troops to attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
He wants to take away your vote. Senate and the House are immediately going to be paralyzed.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
This is the end of democracy. Yeah.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
Close you up to Putin that democracy will be at risk.
The absolute destruction of the Justice Department as we know it.
The Justice Department could be entirely transformed.
I am really concerned about that.
Every person who was associated with the attempted coup elevated in the administration.
If he's reelected, he will curb transgender rights.
The end of the rule of law.
Arrest political opponents.
To persecute, not prosecute.
prosecute, but persecute his enemies.
Take a wrecking ball to the rule of law.
He's going to make the law. Everyone else will have to follow.
Vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
To go after the independent and free parts of American civic life.
He would tear down our institutions.
Purge the government of employees.
Department by department effort to weaponize the powers of the government.
To use the military to quash protests.
Ridding the government of all democratic safeguards.
Junking American democracy as we have always known it.
That he would try to stay in office beyond a second term. That he would never leave office.
There's no question.
Trump is reelected, he won't leave.
Donald Trump will never leave office voluntarily.
And what that means is that everybody who wants us to remain a republic has to put every other thing aside and work together urgently right now to stop that from happening.
If you hear that on a regular basis, isn't that a call to try to stop Donald Trump through any means possible if you support your democracy? What I find remarkable and disturbing is that the bullets are all flying in one direction, and the media's response is to lecture the side getting shot at that they're responsible. I need you to process that. The side that's getting shot at, there are real bullets flying, and they're all flying from left to right. I'm not making that up. All of the political assassination attempts in this country of elected officials and those in politics. Floyd Lee Corkins was an MSNBC viewer who attempted the mass assassination of employees of the Family Research Council, a conservative organization in Washington. James Hodgkinson was an MSNBC viewer who attempted the mass assassination of Republican members of Congress. Nicholas Roski was an MSNBC viewer who attempted the assassination of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. One of the attempts on someone's life Joe Biden didn't even mention last night. And for those of you saying, what about Nancy Pelosi? The crazy guy with the hammer who went after her husband, he's already been prosecuted and in jail. Federal prosecutors have charged Nicholas Roski with an attempted assassination attempt on a government official, and he still hasn't been prosecuted. He's still not prosecuted. You had a 77-year-old in California who was beaten up by a mob for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. In Chicago, a mob attacked a Trump supporter in 2016, and now Thomas Matthew Crooks has attempted to take the life of Donald Trump after 8 years of the media telling us he's the second coming of Adolf Hitler. Democracy is under attack. The president of the United States himself. September 1st, 2022, Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans are a threat to the very soul of this country. Donald Trump is the greatest threat to our democracy, in another tweet. Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy, and we cannot let him win, another tweet. Here's one from December 20th, 2023. Trump poses many threats to our country, the right to choose, civil rights, voting rights, and America's standing in the world, but the greatest threat he poses is to our democracy. If we lose that, we lose everything. And then, less than a month ago, Donald Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's a threat to our freedom. He's a threat to our democracy. He's literally a threat to everything America stands for. That's Joseph Robinette Biden, the sitting president of the United States, talking about his opponent. And what was the reaction on CNN? What was the reaction on ABC? What was the reaction on CBS? What was the reaction on NBC? It was to ask Republicans about Trump's rhetoric. It was to ask Republicans about the right's rhetoric. It was to say Donald Trump should have sought calm in the seconds after he was nearly assassinated. No, I'm not making that up. This is Jamie Gagnell from CNN, their national security correspondent, who in the 30 seconds after Donald Trump is shot thinks he should have behaved differently.
I do want to say there was one thing that when I watched the tape, I found odd because of all of the heated rhetoric. And that is that after he was hit, former President Trump got up and said, fight, fight, fight. I think what we're hearing from people is that's not the message.
That's not the message. Lady, this is 30 seconds. After the Secret Service tackled him, he's got a hole through his ear bleeding. The left tried to say, oh, it was just the teleprompter shattering. No, the New York Times captured the picture of the bullet. This is where we are. The media absolutely refuses to hold the left accountable for its own violent rhetoric and has for 8 years now seeded the notion that Donald Trump is the second coming of Adolf Hitler. I've been telling people for a year this was coming. It's been obvious to me, and it came and luckily missed by an inch. Donald Trump is the luckiest man to be alive, and part of that luck is the stupidity, arrogance, and incompetence of his enemies.
Want to be on the show?
Hello?
I love your show.
Call Eric now at 877-973-7425. Want Eric's weekly recipes? They're super delicious. Text recipe to 33777 now.
Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the United States. The phone number is 877-973-7425. If you want to be on the program, there are a lot of people who want to be on the program right now. A lot of questions and a lot of comments. I want to take them. I have about a minute here because I went long in the last segment. My apologies. So I want to get to you when we come back from commercial break. I got to say, one of the other big stories is that the that Comcast has taken Morning Joe off MSNBC this morning because in a report from Oliver Darcy at CNN, they were concerned that one of the guests on the program might say something inappropriate relating to the attempted assassination on Donald Trump. It's kind of an admission against interest, a really big admission against interest, that Comcast is mindful of the assassination rhetoric that has been broadcast on its network. If you have to take off your profit center, the show most people watch on MSNBC, the one that generates the most revenue, because you are afraid of what someone might say about the assassination of Donald Trump, that's a pretty big admission. You know you have a problem related to that. The biggest problem, however, is that MSNBC has a huge problem with all of its other shows, more so than Morning Joe. But take off the big dog, it's a signal to everyone else, you better watch what you say. We'll get to that when we come back and your calls. But first, I got to tell you, Americans for Prosperity, we've also got the border situation. You know, when those shots rang out on Saturday, I got a lot of text messages from people. What if it's an illegal alien who tried this? What if it's someone tied to terrorism? The border still is a huge problem. Americans for Prosperity Foundation has been taking people down there to see it, and Americans for Prosperity has put together a copious list of documents to show you there is a plan, there are common sense solutions, and you can be a part of advocating for them by going to SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com. SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com by Americans for Prosperity. It's a great way to get involved. It's a great way to learn about the common sense proposals to secure the border, to advocate for those with your both friends and family, educate them, and with members of Congress. It's a fantastic way to advance a great agenda to secure the border. It's brought to you by my friends at Americans for Prosperity. Go sign up at the website, get more information, get the details, share it with your friends and family at SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com. SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com, brought to you by Americans for Prosperity.
Smart, fearless, and occasionally funny. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Hello, welcome. It's Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, delighted to have you with me. I want to start with phone calls because we have a lot of people who have a lot of questions, a lot of concerns, particularly about the line of sight. Let me say this out of the gate here. I have now done several events. In fact, we've got the gathering coming up August 8th, 9th, and 10th. And we got to deal with the Secret Service, with guests coming. Last time, in 2019, pre-COVID, we had Mike Pence come while he was sitting Vice President of the United States, and Charlie had to deal with a lot of the Secret Service issues. I'm not an expert on this, but I can tell you from my personal experience from 2015 when all the candidates were coming, 2019, line of sight is one of the things the Secret Service studies. Line of sight. And every line of sight position that could target a president or major party presidential candidate has to be secured by the Secret Service. That rooftop was identified, we now know, in the walkthrough plans by the Secret Service. In fact, I am aware that it will be coming out. I know this for certain, that in 2020, when Donald Trump was there at the same fairground, in the same location, at the same position, that was an identified line of sight outside the perimeter of the rally that was secured by the Secret Service. We will see that news coming shortly. Why was it not covered? The Secret Service says that they were relying on local police. Now, there are lots of rumors you need to know. There are lots of rumors that the Secret Service was underfunded, understaffed, that they were there was an event with the First Lady, the Secret Service was needed. I will tell you, from my personal experience, I'm one of the very few of you listening who has had to deal with the Secret Service. The Secret Service relies heavily on state and local law enforcement and on Homeland Security at times. So I don't know whether the speculation is true or not, and I don't want to go down the road of idle speculation that they were underfunded. There are allegations out there the Secret Service is denying or people were misassigned. I will tell you that in my experience, and I have experience with the Secret Service, they rely heavily on local and state police and Homeland Security. They do. It's not an anomaly, particularly because a presidential candidate and former president has a lower security standard by the Secret Service than a sitting president. It's different. So all that being said, I want to lay those parameters out for you, but I know people have concerns about that. I've got concerns about that. That rooftop was supposed to be secured, and it wasn't. Jeff, you're going to be up first. Welcome to the show, Jeff. How are you?
Good, Eric. How are you?
Great.
Long weekend, my friend, and I was listening to you, and I told Charlie, I said a couple times I thought my blood pressure was going to pop just because there's so much misinformation out there, and to your point, and I'll get right to the point. The Secret Service, my background is a planner for a lot of these events, work with a multi-agency, interagency. I don't work for Secret Service. I'm not speaking for them. But they are forced to lead from behind, as Barack Obama said, really since the Obama administration, when working with a lot of state and locals. And I've seen a lot of issues where the state and locals are saying, no, we really need your help. But it was a matter of time because they are so reliant on other agencies for a situation like this. That being said, someone should have been on that rooftop, in my opinion, but the hindsight's 2020. They had it covered. But I want to add, and I heard your show yesterday, that the officer who did breach the roof and didn't shoot at the shooter may carry some blame. I think we've got to give that guy credit for going up there, and he disrupted that shooter from being in position. And therefore, I think the shooter then opened fire, and people are saying it was accurate. Actually, it was not. It's pretty widespread because that's why he's hitting people in the stands, and fortunately missed former President Trump.
Yeah, look, I want to wait and see what comes up, but I have a sneaking suspicion that based on how that played out, what we may find is that the Secret Service sniper who saw the guy and clearly was prepared to open fire on the guy and didn't, that the officer who climbed up there might have accidentally gotten himself into the line of fire and was disrupting the guy. There are a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of speculation out there, and that speculation is wild, and you raise a good point on that. We need to wait and see. I'm glad Jeff brought this up because there's something that needs to be said. I have now had several people email me the screenshot of the officer who was the sniper who shot and killed the shooter, and that he waited, and that the guy on social media acknowledged it was him, that he did wait, and that it was because his superiors did not give him authorization to shoot. If you are circulating that, you are spreading a lie. It is not true. CSI, the TV show on CBS, it has made a lot of people armchair forensic scientists, and they're all very bad at their job. I have been inundated with emails and text messages from people saying lots of what ifs. What if this? What if that? What if the Secret Service wanted him to be killed? What if the Secret Service shot him? Did you see, if you follow along, the New York Times picture of the bullet and the shooting? And I got to tell you, every single email I've gotten and text message I've gotten, some of them from friends who I'm trying to not block in my phone for having the audacity to give me this crap. Every single one of you is stupid who did this. I just need you to just, I need to be very blunt with you, because all of you who emailed me and texted me all of your conspiracy theories, you are the stupidest people I've encountered, because you have, in every single one of the emails I've gotten and in every text message I've gotten from people I considered friends until the moment they wasted my time with this crap and I realized they're actually stupid people, they've all missed one central piece of evidence as to what happened and who the shooter was, and was it actually the Secret Service, and was it an accident, and was it a friendly fire, and all. They've all missed one key piece of evidence. All of you armchair forensic scientists, stupid people. Bullets fly faster than the speed of sound. I cannot tell you the number of emails I got from people, the number of emails and text messages. So if you line it up and you pay attention to when you hear the gunshot and then you see Trump's reaction and all of that, I mean, clearly something else. You idiots, bullets fly. The bullet is going to have already gone past Donald Trump before you hear the sound of gunfire. My God, where did people become so stupid? Stop believing things you're reading on the internet. I have no idea what happened. I have no idea why the guy was on the roof. I have no idea how he got up there. I note members of the crowd saw him and started pointing and saying, shooter. My suspicion is that police officers who were there thought they're probably thinking they're seeing a Secret Service guy. I'm not going to be bothered with it. And that was a screw up. The police officer went up. He comes back down. The shooter's able to open fire. He kills someone. He grazes Donald Trump. You got the left out there with their conspiracy theories. Actually, you know, the bullet went through the teleprompter and Donald Trump was cut by the glass of the teleprompter, except we have the pictures from the event where the Secret Service tackles Donald Trump post-shooting and both teleprompters are still intact. There is no shattered glass. People on both sides are trying to be armchair sleuths, some to blame the government for killing Donald Trump. I actually saw a preacher. I actually had to reach out to him and say, brother, this is not true. You should think of before you post this. You're a man of God and a preacher blaming the CIA for the assassination of Donald Trump. Social media brings out the worst in people, absolute worst in people. I don't know how the guy was able to get on the roof, and neither do you. And we don't yet know what happened. And unfortunately, the government wants us to trust agencies that have repeatedly failed to earn our trust, like the FBI, which still can't figure out the motives of the shooter in Las Vegas, the mass shooting there, and can't figure out how cocaine got in the White House and all these other things. We're supposed to trust that the FBI is competent, and we're supposed to trust the Secret Service. I do want to say one more thing here. Forgive me if you're offended. Men and women are different, biologically and physically. For all of the people who tell us there is no difference between men and women, you look at that picture of Secret Service agents trying to get Donald Trump off that stage, and you tell me men and women are equal. The men were all as tall or taller than Donald Trump, and the women all were shorter. You can't stop a bullet if they aimed higher than the woman's head, and that guy did. And then the poor woman who couldn't get her gun holstered again and couldn't figure out what to do with her sunglasses. Well, I just, the incompetence reeks, say it's DEI or whatever, but my gosh, that situation was absolutely screwed up. Absolutely, just a wild situation. But I just want to say, stop the idle speculation. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. And for the love of God Almighty in heaven, the maker of heaven and earth, who raised you from the dust of the earth, remember that bullets go faster than the speed of sound. So when you're doing your dots stringing together and coming up with your conspiracy theory, just remember before you heard the sound of the gun, the bullet was already through Donald Trump's ear. Just please, please remember that. Now, I can squeeze in another phone call here. Paul, you're up next. Welcome to the show, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you, Eric?
Great.
So y'all already touched on the on Jonathan, I believe it's Willis, the guy that the sniper that was said to have posted online that he was.
Yeah, it wasn't him. I don't even know the guy's name. Yeah.
Okay. But he said they put him in jail and everything because he took the shot even though he'd been told not to take the shot.
But that's not true.
So I was wondering if that was true. So
No. None of it's true. None of that stuff circulating online. We don't even know the name of the Secret Service sniper. But people online gave him a name and a whole story and circulated this, and it's not true.
Good. So I had one comment.
Okay.
And this hasn't been touched on at all. Is, if this 20-year-old kid could get within 150 yards of the President of the United States through past the Secret Service, what do you think Putin is thinking right now? He could send out a couple snipers over here and take out, professional snipers, not some kid, fresh out of high school, but professional snipers. And there's Russians in this, in Georgia. I live in Georgia, and there's Russians all over this place. I've met many of them. To say, hey, look, we're going to take care of your family the rest of your lives. You're probably going to get killed, but hey, you can take out the president.
I will say this, though, Paul. Keep one thing in mind here. Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. We call him President Trump, but he is not the president of the United States. The security for dealing with the president of the United States is infinitely more than the security dealing with a former president of the United States who happens to be a major party candidate. So the standards are not the same. Standard for the presidential candidate should, however, be better, should be much better. The Secret Service has a lot to answer for, including putting that many women on Donald Trump's detail who couldn't cover Donald Trump as he was coming off the stage and had all sorts of problems holstering their guns and dealing with their sunglasses. Huge problems. The Secret Service, frankly, the Secret Service director should resign. It's been a long time since we've had an agency head in this country decide I must resign because of the screw up that happened on my watch. That's a sign of good character. Clearly the director does not have that good character, but it's just a lot of questions about the Secret Service. Now, some of you have questions about your computer. Vision Computers can help you answer those questions. They can build you a computer, save you some money, get you a great device, and you get their world-class customer support. Tech support comes free with the computer that you've built with Vision. And if you don't have a computer from Vision Computers, for $179 a year, they can also be your world-class tech support. They sure can. They can be your world-class tech support. 15 seconds or less, you can get the answer to what to do with your computer. All you got to do, call them. Call them at 404-COMPUTE or go to visioncomputers.com. Visioncomputers.com is the website, but if you call them at 404-COMPUTE and you say Eric Erickson said I should call you, they're going to give you an even better deal. But it's $179 a year to get Vision's world-class five-star reviewed tech support where in 15 seconds or less, you can get the answer to any question you have about your computer. They do email support and printer support as well. And in some cases, can even remote in to help you with your computer. Visioncomputers.com or 404-COMPUTE. Call them and tell them I sent you, and any of you nationwide, including those of you now listening in Oklahoma City, you can do this.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Want to be on the show? Come on, be on the show. Call Eric now at 877-973-7425.
This hour of the program brought to you by First Liberty Building and Loan. If you're buying a building, building a building, buying a franchise, First Liberty can help you. All you have to do is reach out to them, firstlibertyga.com. Spend 10 minutes with them. See if you're fit for them or them for you. Businesses only, not for individuals. FirstLibertyGA.com. All right, to the phones. Dave, you're going to be up next. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Wow, we all need to take a deep breath. I pre-ordered your book, and I got it in a timely manner from Amazon, and I'm about about two-thirds of the way through it, and it's almost as if you, in part, wrote the book for what happened Saturday. And I got to reference a couple things. You know, in Chapter 7, you reference what Paul talks about in Matthew about we can't retaliate, and then talking about David and Saul, you know, we got to be the light. I think every Christian should read your book. I'd like to see Donald Trump read it. Just a good read, and it couldn't be more appropriate for what happened Saturday. So I'll be brief. And
thank you.
Again.
Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate that. You shall be as gods if you text data to 33777. I'll send you back the link so you can order. It's the second link. Top one's the show notes. Text data to 33777. The book is You Shall Be As Gods. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of people want revenge. I will tell you this. If you want revenge, Scripture says be angry but do not sin. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Christians are supposed to turn the other cheek. What does that actually mean? It doesn't mean you can't defend yourself, but what it does mean is Christians aren't supposed to plot revenge. Leave it to God. God will take care of you. Trust in God. Our natural instinct is our right to respond, our right to retaliation. It's a human instinct. In the pagan world, it's a very big thing, the right of retaliation. And in the faith-based world, God says, nope, leave it to me. I've got this, and we'll do it in ways you can't even fathom. But if you want to do something proactive, write a check to the Trump campaign. Write a check to him. Go volunteer to be a door knocker, to knock on doors and persuade people to vote for Trump. Go help register people to vote. Go help people fill out their absentee ballot applications. Get early ballots in. Get them in as early as possible. Help people process them and track them and follow them and make sure they're counted. Call your local county and say, I would like to volunteer to be a poll worker on election day for my county. If they say we've already got enough people, you call the Trump campaign or the local Republican Party and say, I'd like to be a volunteer poll watcher to go watch for shenanigans at the polls. I want to be a sign waiver. I want to get involved. I want to work phone banks. You want to avenge Donald Trump? Get him elected. Get him elected. Write him a check. Volunteer. Show up. Put in the legwork. Don't do the boat parade. Don't do the car parade. Put in the legwork and put in the sweat equity. Knock on doors. Get people registered to vote. Get them their absentee ballot. Make sure they vote. Drive people to the polls on election day. Volunteer for your local Republican Party. You want to be outraged about what happened on Saturday when they attempted to assassinate Donald Trump? Get him elected. That's the way you take care of this.